Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 5. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hanna, hur mår du?
Jag mår bra, tack. Hur mår du?
Idag mår jag jättebra.
Bra, jättebra.
And I remember to switch around my verb and my subject there.
I was very impressed by that.
Tack så mycket. We're back with another episode of Coffee Break Swedish, in which you're joining me as a Swedish learner with our expert teacher, Hanna. And over the past 4 lessons, we've been learning lots of Swedish, talking about ourselves, where we live, where we're from, and of course doing some greetings and introductions. But in this episode, we're going to move on to a new topic. Hanna, I know this as well. Vad lär vi oss idag?
Bra! Så idag ska vi lära oss om familj.
I'm guessing familj is the family.
Exactly. Swedish is so easy for an English speaker.
So we're going to be learning about introducing members of our family. If you're traveling, for example, or if you're on holiday or whatever, you might need to introduce members of your family to your newfound Swedish friends. And it would be even better if you can do that in Swedish. So let's get started.
Ska vi börja?
Oh, there's an answer to this. Hang on. That do we, de, gör vi?
Det gör vi. Bra.
Det gör vi. Okay, Hanna, now to begin with, you mentioned the word for family there. Can you tell us that again?
Familj.
Now, am I right in thinking that the ending of that word is a little similar to another word we've learned? I think we did it in one of our bonus lessons where we teach additional vocabulary. So what was the word for weekend?
Helg.
So helg. And now you're saying familj.
Yes, so you have that kind of J sound?
Yeah, Swedish J sound.
Swedish J sound.
At the end of the word. And it kind of almost is a syllable on its own, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So familj and helg.
Precis.
Okay, so how would I say my family?
Min familj.
Again, I'm leaving a little space for our listeners to repeat. So min familj.
Bra. Min familj.
Okay. Should we learn perhaps some of the words for our family members?
Yes, let's do that. So, mamma.
Mamma?
Bra.
Is that like an informal, mom, that kind of thing, or is it mother?
So, we can say mor.
Mor.
But nobody says that.
Okay, right.
Okay, so you should know by now, Swedish is quite simple.
Quite simple and quite informal, I guess. Yes. So it's mamma.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you say my mother? Is it just min mamma?
Precis, min mamma.
Okay, good. Min mamma. Okay. Right, so what would dad or father be?
Pappa.
Pappa. I'm guessing, again, that's the sort of informal form. Is there a word for father, a sort of formal word?
Far.
Far. Okay. But would nobody say min far? Does that sound quite posh?
Yes, it sounds like you come from the 18th century.
Oh, min far. Okay, mm-hmm. My father. Okay, so min pappa.
Min pappa.
Right, so it's min pappa, but min mamma, when we're talking about two different, one's female, one's male. So is it min, regardless of whether it's male or female?
Yes, it's something we have to take into consideration, but I will tell you that later.
Okay, right. So for now, my mother or my mum.
Mm-hmm. Min mamma.
Min mamma. And my dad.
Min pappa.
Min pappa. Okay. How would I say if I'm introducing someone? For example, this is my mother.
Okay, so we don't have to say differently if it's male or female, mm-hmm. so that doesn't matter. You always say, det här är min mamma.
Say that again.
Det här är min mamma.
Det här är min mamma.
Perfect. Should you try with dad?
Okay. Det här är min pappa.
Perfect. Bra.
So, can you say just that those words again?
Det här är.
So, det här är, that rhymes. Mm-hmm. Det här är min pappa or min mamma.
Yeah.
Right. What are you actually saying there? What do those words mean?
This here is...
Ah, right. So that's two separate words. Det här.
Yes.
Right. I thought that was det här, like one word or something like that. But this here is. So det här är min pappa. Det här är min mamma.
Yes. So it's det här är. But when I speak quickly, I say det här är.
Right. Okay. I'm getting it. So det här är. So we learned det when we were learning all those subject pronouns mm-hmm. in the last lesson. So that's like for it or something like that. But here we're actually saying it as this. So this here is my father.
Yes.
Det här är min pappa.
Perfect.
Or det här är min pappa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've learned mother and father. Let's learn some other, I don't know, brothers and sisters or sons and daughters or
okay.
whatever.
Okay. So syster.
Syster?
Syster.
Okay. How do you spell that?
S-Y-S-T-E-R.
Ah, right. Okay. I was wondering if it was like the sound from Göteborg.
Ah.
Is it like the O with the two dots?
Yeah, no. Then it would be syster.
Syster. Okay, right. But what you're saying is syster.
Syster. Perfect pronunciation.
So it's like the Y of Ustad that we were talking about
yes.
last time.
Okay. And I know Y can be quite difficult yeah. for English speakers, but we're going to practice it.
Okay. So syster.
Perfect.
So could I say, det här är min syster?
Precis.
This is my sister. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about brother?
Bror.
That's a bit easier. Good. Bror.
Perfect. Bra.
Det här är min bror.
Ja.
Right. If I wanted then to introduce my brother and say, this is my brother, his name is, in my case, Derek,
mm-hmm.
I would say, det här är min bror, han heter Derek.
Perfect. Bra.
Okay. So you introduce a member of your family.
Det här är min bror. Han heter Robert.
Okay, so your brother's called Robert.
Yes.
Jättebra. Okay, hej Robert. So we've had father or dad, mum, sister and brother.
Mm-hmm.
What about son?
Son.
Okay. Son.
Son.
Son. Det här är min son.
Perfect.
Okay,
bra.
So this is my son. And what about daughter?
Dotter.
Oh, that's nice and easy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it one more time.
Dotter.
Dotter. So, det här är min dotter. Hun or hon?
Hon.
Hon. Hon heter Alice. Det här är min son.
Son.
Son. Han, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Han heter Max.
Perfect. Bra.
Right. So let's run through those words for the family members again. So dad.
Papa.
Mum.
Mama.
Brother.
Bror.
Sister.
Syster.
Son.
Son.
And daughter.
Dotter.
Okay, what other family members should we learn?
Okay, so what about fru?
Fru?
Bra, fru.
Is that wife?
Yes.
Okay, fru. I guessed that from the German Frau.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Fru. What's the vowel there? Again, I'm just trying to work out all these vowels in my head.
So it's a U.
It's a U there.
Yeah.
Okay, so fru, and say sister again.
Syster.
Right, so there is a difference. Fru and syster is more U.
Yes, E.
E. Okay, I think what someone once told me to get that sound, and referring to other languages, they said say E as in sheep, E, but then push your lips to the front. So E, syster.
Ah, okay? That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a smiley sheep, and then the sheep is going to give someone a kiss.
Yes.
Syster.
Perfect.
But it's different from fru.
Yes.
Right.
Because that's a ooh.
Ooh. Okay. It's quite tricky. The difference between those two sounds is quite tricky for an English speaker, I have to say.
Absolutely. I think most vowel sounds are more difficult.
Yeah. Okay. So that's fru. What about husband?
Very easy. Man.
Ah, right. So just like man. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, det här är min man.
Perfect.
This is my husband. Det här är min fru.
Perfect.
Is there a word for partner?
Yeah. So in Sweden, it's quite common that people are not married.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be en sambo.
A what? Sorry?
Sambo.
Sambo?
Do you recognize the bo word bo,
is, yeah,
yes.
To, well, boer, I live, mm-hmm. yeah? Yeah, boer. So is it something about the person that you live with, kind of thing?
Yeah, so sam means together.
Right. So it's the person that you live together with.
Yes.
Sambo.
Perfect, bra.
And does that work for male, female?
Yeah, so it's a gender-neutral term. Mm-hmm. You can also be a sarbo.
Sarbo?
So sar is to separate something.
Uh-huh.
So it means like you're serious partners, uh-huh. but you don't live together. So you're sarbo.
Oh wow, okay. So you're not separated, you're still together?
Yeah.
Okay. So you would refer to someone as your partner, but you don't live with them as your sarbo. Yeah?
Yes. It just sounds like you have two nice houses together.
Okay, right, fair enough. So remind me then, we've got the one for people who live together. That is?
Sambo.
Sambo. And then the other one was sarbo.
Yeah.
So what's the vowel there again, just to help me?
An A, sar.
So A with two dots.
Dots, yes.
Yeah. Sar.
A.
A, sar.
Perfect.
So it's a little bit more like the A sound, a kind of open A.
Yes.
Yeah. Sarbo. Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Oh. My vowels. Okay, so we've had, we've had husband and wife, so that was man and fru.
Mm-hmm.
Then the sambo and sar. Boo. What about girlfriend?
Flickvän.
Ooh, right. Let's hear that again.
Flickvän.
Flickvän.
So flicka means girl,
mm-hmm.
and vän means friend.
Right, so is it flickvän?
No, because we drop the vowel because it doesn't sound so good.
Okay.
So we just drop in and say flickvän.
Flickvän, okay. So what would a boyfriend be?
Pojkvän.
Pojkvän. So is the word pojk, does that mean boy?
So it's the same as flicka. We have an E on the end instead on boy, so it's pojke.
Right, so pojke is boy, and flicka is girl.
Yes.
And the word for friend was?
Vän.
So could I just say, det här är min vän?
Ja, precis.
This is my friend. If it's a girlfriend, flickvän.
Perfect.
And boyfriend was?
Pojkvän.
Det här är min pojkvän.
Perfect.
Jättebra. Okay, we're going to take a break there from all these family words and so on, and we'll be back in just a moment. And I think we're going to talk a little more about grammar, is that right?
Yeah, lucky you.
Okay. Vi ses snart.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. How would we say that in Swedish?
Välkomna tillbaka.
Right, I know välkomna. We've learned mm-hmm. that already. Välkomna. What was the other word?
Tillbaka.
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 Tillbaka. Välkomna tillbaka.
Bra.
Okay, yeah. So, välkomna tillbaka. Welcome back. We are learning about family today. Where are we going next?
So, if you remember, I said that we don't have our masculine or feminine gender mm-hmm. in Swedish, which is great.
Absolutely.
However, we have two different genders.
Right.
So, and that is en or ett.
Right. So, if in other languages, like in German, for example, we talk about masculine, feminine and neuter. Mm. Is there a word for these genders?
Yes, we have common and neuter.
Ah, okay. So common, which one's that?
En.
En, and then neuter?
Et.
Et. Right, so all the words we've been learning for family members, are they one or the other?
Yes, so far, because this is a good thing with Swedish as well. While I'm saying that it's not feminine or masculine, so you can't guess it in that way.
Yep.
However, most Swedish nouns mm-hmm. are N words.
Right, okay.
So I would say 75 to 85%.
Okay.
So if you're going to guess one.
Guess N.
Yes.
Right.
Also, most living things, I would say, is always an N word.
Right, okay. So hence mother, father, sister,
yes.
brother.
So we talk about family, yeah. we talk about professions, we talk about animals. Mm-hmm. So that's really good.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what makes up the et words then?
Well, that's the rest of them.
Right. Okay.
That's often quite short nouns.
Right.
Foreign words can often be that we have borrowed into mm-hmm. Swedish or can be et words. But we don't have so many rules, so people can get quite frustrated, and it's just about practicing.
So when I'm learning another language, what I try to do is learn the gender of the word when I'm learning the word itself. Is it the same as Swedish?
Yes, and it's so important to sentence structure in Swedish, the adjective change, pronouns change, and definite article change. So you have to know if it's en or et.
Okay. Well, I will make a point of trying to learn the gender of the word as I learn the word. So what about et words then? Can you give us an example? Are there any family members that are et words?
Yes, and that's the important thing, because I just said to you that all living things yeah. are en words. Well, not all of them.
Okay, there are exceptions to
yes,
the rule. Okay.
Of course, and you're going to see in Swedish that is always the case.
Okay.
So a child in Swedish is ett barn.
Ett barn?
Perfect. Ett barn.
Okay, right.
And you have ett syskon.
What is that?
Is a sibling. So in English, you often say brothers and sisters.
Yep.
We often use the gender-neutral term syskon.
Syskon. Okay, so it sounds, it starts the same as sister, I guess.
Exactly. So it's that Y again.
Yeah, syskon. So it's ett syskon.
Precis.
So, you know where I'm going. My mm-hmm. next question is about how you would say my child or my sibling.
And here we start to understand why is it so important
yeah.
that you understand or know the article.
Uh-huh.
So all of a sudden from min mamma
becomes
mitt barn.
Ah, right. Okay, so I guess it's regular in the sense that en ends in an N and min ends in an N, but et presumably ends in a T.
Yes, or do you remember when we talked about long and short vowels?
Mm-hmm.
So mitt is two T's, mitt.
Ah, right, okay.
If it had one T, it would be meat.
Ah, right, okay. So meat is where the vowel becomes longer and you've just got the one T. But if you get a double T, the I in there becomes short. Is that right?
This is.
So mit?
Mit.
Mit. So what? Are there two T's in et?
Exactly.
Right. So is a child et barn?
Precis.
Et barn and mit barn. Would I say de här är mitt barn?
Precis. So you still say de här är. It doesn't change. Mm-hmm. But you have to change to mitt.
Right. So de här är mitt barn. Or the other ones were, the other sibling one was de här är mitt syskar?
Syskon.
Syskon. Okay, syskon. So this is my sibling. Would you say that? Yeah. If you were standing beside your brother, would you describe your brother as your syskon?
Yes, and I think that is quite different from English.
Yeah.
But yes, you can say det här är min bror, but you can also say det här är mitt syskon.
Okay, right. So far then, we've learned lots of different words for family members and we've learned to introduce them. Should we perhaps do some practice of this?
I think that would be useful.
Okay.
So, if I said, if I asked you to translate, this is my sister?
Okay, we'll give our listeners some time to think. So would that be de här är min syster?
Bra, syster.
Syster. Okay. De här är min syster.
Okay, jättebra. This is my brother. He's called Jonas.
Okay. Det här är min bror. Han heter Jonas.
Perfekt, bra.
Okay.
This is my dad. He's called Erik. He lives in Denmark.
Okay.
You can do it.
Okay, okay. So this is my dad. He's called, what was he called?
Erik.
Erik, and he lives in Denmark.
Okay. Just give you Swedish names to practice your
absolutely,
pronunciation.
Absolutely. Okay, det här är min pappa. Han heter Erik och han bor I Danmark.
Perfekt, bra!
Okay, now if you'd like some more translations, then obviously you can use the bonus version of this episode. We always include some translations in the bonus episode. So if you're already subscribed to our premium version, then you will be able to move on to that right now. If you're not, then you can find out more about that at coffeebreakacademy.com. Well, that's where we're going to leave it for this episode. We will be back again soon with more Coffee Break Swedish. We hope that you've enjoyed learning about introducing your family. What's coming up next time, Hanna?
So we're going to continue talking about family. Had some plurals, if people have more than one brother.
That's very useful. I was wondering today what we would say if I had, these are my brothers or my siblings and so on.
Well, we save that for next time.
Okay.
And then we're going to do some numbers as well.
How would I say in Swedish, I'm looking forward to that?
Jag ser fram emot det.
Slow that down.
Jag ser fram emot det.
Jag ser fram emot det.
Jag med. Me too.
Jag med.
Jag med.
Okay, so I'll try saying it again. Jag ser fram emot det.
Bra.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to our next episode, and we hope you are too. Don't forget to check out coffeebreakswedish.com, where you'll be able to find everything you need to know, and also links to all our social media, where you can practice your Swedish, and perhaps you could post a photo of your family and introduce them in Swedish. We will see you again soon, but for now, tack och hej då!
Hej då!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.